Say goodbye to the afters, WWIB and the WIB Wake Up Show for this Tuesday morning, and a temperature of 56 degrees as we get things rolling with the best 5 minutes of the day. But I'm going to brace yourself now, you Jason Cans fans. He's not with us today, taking today and the rest of the week off in light of his celebrating his 25th wedding anniversary with his wonderful wife, Heather. So happy anniversary to them. If you want to leave him a voicemail wishing him and Heather a happy anniversary, I'll collect them and we could present it to him as a montage, kind of an audio bouquet when he returns next Monday. So, yeah, I know we were getting close on that 70-question personality quiz, so we can finally figure this guy out. We'll just have to wait. So you got to settle for me today, but, you know, we'll make do. So, all right, anyhow, if you want to leave that message, you can. On the listener line at 715-396-1670, WWIB. Our Star-Spangled Banner this morning was Josh Groban. Josh Groban, and I thought it was a fine rendition. It's one we've had before. But a college classmate had shared some pictures on Facebook from Morrison, Colorado. Red Rocks, I believe, right? Anyhow, the amphitheater there. For a Josh Groban, beautiful setting for a concert this past Sunday night. And I just want to spur the moment, feel led to ask the question, what's the most memorable concert you've been to? We're all getting ready for One Fest. I see a lot of buzz and a lot of excitement for Crowder on Friday night, but Sidewalk Prophets are going to be great. It's going to be just fantastic. The weather looks outstanding. Matthew West, I've seen him live before, and he's been here in Chippewa Falls before, but many years ago, many moons ago. So we're looking forward to having him back Saturday night as the headliner. Mac Powell, longtime lead singer, Third Day, leading in. And then he's got the incredible new release, new creation. So, but I'm just asking you, on the listener line, the question of the morning, maybe we'll drop this in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. What's the most memorable concert? What's the best concert you've ever been to? What's the most memorable concert you've been to? Looking at some of these pictures from Josh Groban in the Red Rocks Amphitheater. Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool. My friend Chris had been there this past Sunday, and sharing some of the photos of that. We probably could bring you some audio. But anyhow, that's not, I should check it first. So, in the meantime, we will continue with the spiritual content that we, well, see. I usually rely on Jason, like, read the scripture, and then I read the devotional commentary. So what we need today is, I don't have a, is to just check out Matthew 6, verses 14 and 15. That shouldn't be too hard to find. It's not. So from the NIV, it goes like this. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Oh, my. That calls to mind another friend's post on Facebook before we get to Jason's thoughts. My friend Lou Racine shares some wonderful content on Facebook, and I know he shared one about forgiveness I thought I saw yesterday, and I had said, yeah, I struggle with that. And now, does he have multiple pages? He may. Yeah, let's try another one. So that doesn't appear to be him. I know it was him when I... Yeah. Well, it was about forgiveness. And it was good. And it was basically like we all think forgiveness is a good idea until we have to try to practice it. So you can relate to that. All right. Well, anyhow, did I read the verses? I did. But I'm going to read them again. Matthew 6, 14 and 15. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. So, what's Jason's take on that in his New Testament devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved? Goes like this. After praying, my son returned to the topic of forgiveness, one of the hallmarks of life in me. Live in the reality that I have forgiven you for all your sins. You have not truly understood my forgiveness when you cannot move beyond the bitterness that you feel toward others. When you let go of your anger and hurt toward others, your hands are open to grasp my forgiveness. Yes, we would love to have Jason, our buddy, my buddy, our friend, on with us here to follow up. Kind of, and that's what's cool, isn't it? Right? We read the scripture, he does. We read the devotional commentary and go, eh, anything further you want to add. But something to delve in terms of forgiveness. He was forgiven much, loves much. Love that concept. And did somebody mention Mac Powell? Yeah, he is going to be here on Saturday night on the stage of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. You got to tell me you got your tickets, right? I mean, you got to, and you save 5% when you order them with WIB22 as the promo code, so make sure you do that. All right, question of the morning on the listener line and the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page is, what's the best or most memorable concert you've ever been to? On the listener line, the only one to answer was Cody. He gave us a full and comprehensive answer, and we are looking for other answers as well in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, and we're finding some this morning. We are finding some. Let me update it and see. We're getting some folks who are... All right, well, getting some likes on some other things. Yeah, talking about what is going down. Let's get the answers. Yeah, here we go. Our buddy Jason Cans, who was not with us for the best 5 minutes of the day, celebrating his 25th wedding anniversary and will not be with us till Monday, but did answer the question and said, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Great Adventure Tour. I've got a memory of a Stephen Curtis Chapman concert as well, going back a few years. It might even be 2011, I think. Celine at Life Fest. Celine Dion says Denise. Brandon says the Skillet concert at the Valley Fair in Wausau. And Sadie leads us into her next song because she says her best or most memorable concert, Michael W. Smith, when he came to Eau Claire a few years ago. Sadie says he was at the top of my want to see live list. Such an amazing evening. Yeah. This is how I find my battles. Question of the morning, ahead of One Fest kicking off on Friday. We'll be broadcasting live there Friday morning, 7 to 9. So you want to be with us live here on WWIB Friday morning from 7 to 9. But we're asking you, what's the best or most memorable concert you've ever been to? 396-1670 WWIB. Mark in Eau Claire says his best concert of all was the Cathedral Quartet concert. We promoted many of those through the years. Of course, still catch their music, I think, Sunday nights with Rod and George, 7 to 10, Clean Country, WWIB, with the Southern Gospel as well. His wife, Vicky, says, Stephen Annie Chapman. She says, thanks to WWIB. Oh, how I miss them. Yeah, the musical ambassadors of the family, for sure, Vicky. I know what you're talking about. They were fantastic. Meanwhile, we're hearing from Mike in La Crosse on the listener line at 396-1670, answering the question, what was the best or most memorable concert he's ever been to?
Hi, Mark. Mike La Crosse. The best concert I ever went to, hands down, was One Fest 2021. That was just awesome. Had a lot of fun. We got to meet Jason Gray and you and Caleb and Betsy. But that's the best concert I've ever been to. So God bless. Have a nice day.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Great guy listening there. WWIB. Wren Collective was very memorable last year. How about we get some Wren Collective music coming your way here in a moment. Deborah also answering the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group to the question, best or most memorable concert. She says, Big Daddy Weave at the State Theater in Eau Claire. We have heard from PCD John, but not played his comment yet. Give you three guesses. The first two don't count. Here we go.
The best concert that we were at was many, many years ago at Memorial High School when they had Phillips Craig and Dean, Scott Crepane, and Kathy Cottrolli. And after the concert, the whole audience could go to different parts of the building there and meet and greet them and talk to them. It was a very, very pleasant concert.
So well, I can imagine, sure.
How do I not play Concert of the Age from Phillips Craig and Dean, PCD John. All right, so the question of the morning ahead of One Fest, it's going to be your best or most memorable concert, or at least that was the story from Mike from last year's. We already heard from Mike La Crosse this morning, Caleb, before 7, and he was like, yeah, hey, that was the best, and so appreciated that answer. But we hope it's your best. We think it's going to be bigger, better than ever. But we're asking, up to this point, what's your best or most memorable concert? No surprise, Cliff, huge Third Day fan in La Crosse, saying a Third Day concert in 2018, his best or most memorable. So
we also have multiple responses. We're asking you to leave us a voicemail with your favorite concert memory on the listener line at 715-396-1670. 866-396-1670. But also those of you who have joined the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. And again, it's not the page, it's the group, are answering the question here too. And so Ryan says, favorite concert or most memorable concert he's ever been to? He says, Skillet or Crowder, tough choice. Uh-huh. Well, you know what? Crowder will make a run at your affections on Friday night there, Ryan. So then you can decide if he is the best concert.
Shelley says, Danny Gokey at One Fest last year. Remember that on a Saturday night? She says he was amazing. Getting to meet him at the meet and greet made me so happy.
Shelly was actually our very first Great Gumball giveaway winner at our WIB booth last year at One Fest as
good
well,
memory.
Too. So,
wow.
Mike says, my favorite is 80s Alabama. Mm. He says, yeah, took my son a couple years ago to see them. He was very impressed. He says, not a CCM artist, but I think that's okay. Sure, it's okay, Mike.
It is. Heather says Big Daddy Weave, and that's a couple of different people. Deborah said that earlier.
Yeah, very talented. We had them in Eau Claire I don't know. The years kind of blurred together.
Right.
But they were here a
few
years ago.
Yeah, somebody said the State Theater, a couple of people. So how about for you?
It's tough. It's tough because in terms of performance, it's tough to beat For King of Country. Saw them at Sunshine, the last year of Sunshine. And again, Joel and Luke, just incredible, incredible performers and lots of drums and such. I really enjoy Switchfoot, the way John Foreman interacts with the crowd and goes out into the crowd. And I remember seeing them in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and it was their Fading West tour, and they had kind of a documentary, a surfing documentary, and showed, I think it was off the coast of South Africa, some massive, massive waves. They surfed so hard and high that one of them actually snapped their surfboard in half. Mm. And they brought the surfboard and started passing it around, like the actual surfboard from the documentary that got snapped. And then John Foreman, the lead singer, he was like, actually, that might have asbestos. Better send it back up here.
Oh, yeah, right.
So, but all that to say, I know I'm hedging my bets and saying, oh, this one, this one.
Mm-hmm.
But one that still really, really sticks out to me, though, is at Northern Lakes Church, Jason Gray. I know you were there as well. And he just, his music ministry is incredible to me. He speaks so much to some of the things that are in my head that maybe no one else knows about, too. Again,
that
some
great.
Of those fears, the worries and anxieties and how we deal with them as sons and daughters of the King. And so, man, I think the world of Jason Gray. So that was, in recent memory, my absolute favorite.
Yeah, he is great. And he was at One Fest last year and then I think came back to Northern Lakes, and we've had a chance to see him. He was there for the Rutabaga Festival last year as well. And I would say Stephen Curtis Chapman, no surprise. I've seen him at a lot of different events, but most memorable was a sad occasion. I had to just look it up. I thought it was 2011. It was longer than that, 2008. One of his three adopted daughters had tragically been killed in a family accident. But the first concert he did after that May 21st devastating loss was, July 11th at One Fest in Oshkosh. And to have him bravely come out again to try to minister out of that brokenness. And then his longtime good friend, Jeff Moore, coming out on stage as well. And there was this a powerful song that was done. It was just powerful and meaningful. But, yeah, many great memories as well. My daughter Grace kind of, she's been a world traveler ever since she was three. Just kind of out in front of everything and getting lost at Life Fest. And my wife trying to follow around from one station to another trying to collect her. And I think she got a T-shirt. Then I lost my mom in the mosh pit. So, anyhow, lots of fun. And we know we'll have lots of fun at One Fest this weekend. Live show Friday, right? 7 o'clock.
Can't wait. I love you guys so much because somebody has just been calling and hanging up and calling and hanging up and calling and hanging up. And I'm pretty sure it's because they want to be the first one through the gate for Tuesday trivia here in the WIB Wake Up Show because they know the prize.
I think we had a winner on the first guest last week.
Yeah, so. And will that happen again? You never know, but you want to get in right away. If you're part of the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, if you're not, just go ahead and ask to join. We'll let you in. We let you know about this last night, that we are giving away One Fest tickets. In fact, two full event One Fest tickets and a parking pass to celebrate One Fest week. It's this Friday through Sunday in Chippewa Falls. If you don't win, you can get our promo code still, WWIB22, to save 5% on your One Fest tickets. But here's the question, and we need you to call the studio line, all right? Don't text this one in or leave a voicemail. Call the studio line. Here's that number, 715-723-2555. I know this seems like a long preamble, but we want to make sure everybody has a fair chance to win. 715-723-2555. All right, here's the query, Halvo. Tuesday trivia. 46,000 people in the U.S. are injured each year by what? I'll say it again. 46,000 people in the U.S. are injured each year by what?
All right, we start with that and see how you can fare at 723-2555 for 2-1 Fest tickets. And we don't have somebody there. All right, let's try another one.
Dial tone is not eligible to win.
Good morning. You're on the Whip Wake Up Show. Go for it.
I will say, traffic accidents.
Traffic accidents. Not traffic accidents, but okay. No. Try again. Go Thank ahead. You can call back.
723-2555. 46,000 people injured in America each year by what? Hi.
Hi. Falling down.
Falling down. It is not falling down. That would be the London Bridge.
723-2555-723.
Wow, Dial Tone, really? Even Dial Tones want to go to One Fest.
They all do. Free One Fest tickets, but it's a tough question. 46,000 people a year injured by what in the U.S.? Let us know on the listener line. No calls at the moment. 723-2555.
We'll and with this game, if you get an incorrect answer, you are allowed to call back. That's fine.
You are. Good morning. What's your guess?
Work injury.
A work injury? Yeah, you'd have to you'd have to be more specific, I guess, than that. It could happen at work, I suppose. It could happen anywhere with this.
Yeah.
46,000 people are injured in the U.S. each year by what? You said a fall?
Yeah.
It is not a fall. Not what we're looking for. Try again.
Okay, thank you.
All right. And good morning. You're on the Whip Wake Up Show. What's your guess?
What do you think? Tuesday trivia here in the Whip Wake Up Show. The number to call, 715-723-2555. We love that a lot of you have the listener line plugged into your phone, but we need you to call right into the studio for this, 715-723-2555. 46,000 people are injured in the U.S. each year by what? We're giving away two full event One Fest tickets and a full event parking pass.
Hi, what's your guess?
Something related to cows.
Something related to cows. I wish you were right. Well, I mean, I don't for people getting injured, but that'd be awesome.
Though they do say, that's not correct, but they do say more people are injured by cows than sharks.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think more people are even killed by cows than sharks.
So. Goodness, not our happy Wisconsin cows.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. It must be California. Good morning. What's your guess?
46,000 people are injured in the U.S. each year by what? Here on the Whip Wake Up Show, Tuesday
Hi.
Trivia.
What do you say?
I'm going to say roller skating or rollerblading.
Oh. Roller skating or rollerblading. No, unfortunately not what we're looking for. That can be dangerous, though. Wear the knee pads and the helmet.
Good morning. You're on WWIB. What's your guess?
A campfire injury or a burn?
Oh, burns, campfire injuries. No, not what we're looking for here. 46,000 people are injured in the U.S. each year by what?
Should we give a hint?
We can. I just don't know what. To say
something indoors, largely, not exclusively, but I think when I think of this, I think of indoors.
All right, 46,000 people are injured in the U.S. each year by what? It's not traffic accidents, falling down, work injuries. That's another one with a fall. Cows, roller skating or rollerblading, or campfire injuries or burns.
Wow, you've been busy writing down those. Good morning.
Yes. What do you think? For 2-1 Fest tickets and a parking pass here on Tuesday Trivia on the Whip Wake Up Show, WWIB, the hometown station of One Fest.
Do you have a guess? I don't know if we're having problems this morning. Hi, good morning. What's your guess?
Falling down the steps.
Falling down the steps. Not falling down the steps. No. Try again.
Good morning, WWIB.
Riding an escalator.
Riding an escalator. Not riding an escalator.
Okay.
Try back.
When I say indoors, a lot of times I think of a shopping mall, someplace like that. So this would be something that every home has these. So
True.
Good morning.
Yes.
No, oh, I don't know. Dog bites.
Dog bites. Mm. Not dog bites.
Good guess, but.
Good try.
This is not something living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's an inanimate object. Good morning.
Good morning. Like you kick the table leg.
Kicking the table. That hurts. Not kicking the table leg, though.
Good morning, WWIB.
Hi, I'm going to say it's getting out of bed.
Getting out of bed, that really can hurt. Not getting out of bed, though.
And it's a good one because, I mean, everybody does it, right? People sleep and you get out of bed, and so be interested to know how many people do get hurt doing
that. Here's a clue for fans of the show. When we've talked before about my silly, strange, or odd injury, I have told this story on more than one occasion.
Okay.
About,
Okay.
Yeah, anyway.
All right, so what do you say?
I have injured myself with this. Well, speaking of Chippewa Falls and speaking of the Medicine Shop, they're one of our great sponsors, our covered sponsors of National Night Out 2022. My goodness, we love this event. It's a week from tonight at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds, put on by our local law enforcement. And joining us from the Chippewa Falls Police Department this morning on the We Wake Up Show, Officer Stephanie Schmidt. Officer Schmidt, thank you for joining us. Thank you for what you do. And I think you mentioned off the air as well, too, your department is really looking forward to National Night Out a week from tonight.
Absolutely. Our officers have been really hard at work planning this event, and we look forward to having our community members out there with us.
And this is something, too. I mean, this isn't just a few weeks in the planning. This is months of work to be able to do this event for the community.
Yes, our committee and our alumni association has been working probably since the new year on this event.
Now, we expect a crowd of well over 1,000. What are some of the things that people can enjoy? And again, this is all free.
Yep, all free. Free admission, free root beer, free hot dogs, free chips, free ice cream. There's Northwestern Bank's going to be giving out a Razor scooter and a helmet to one lucky child.
And a special competition this year in terms of the dunk tank, I think, right? The dunk tank.
Yes, there's going to be two dunk tanks there. Of course, the rivalry of the fire department and the police department. One dunk tank for each. Whoever has the most dunk or least amount of dunks at the end is going to get a pie in the face.
That's going to be a lot of fun to see. And will you have the canine demonstration there again? That was a hit for my kids last year.
Yep, they're moving the canine demonstration to the grandstand this year so
sure.
that kids can have a easier access. And Leo's going to be putting on a even longer demonstration this year.
Yeah, Officer Leo, Canine Officer Leo, just incredible. And I love the idea of moving it to the grandstand, too, because there was a huge crowd for that last year. I know we're planning some fun things. We're giving away custard coupons from Culver's of Lake Hallie and a chance to win a Metropolis Resort in Action City Ultimate Stay and Play package worth over $800. So that's going to be a lot of fun. But let's talk about the personal side of this, Officer Schmidt. Again, we chatted a little bit off the air in terms of positive interactions with the community. So many times, I think our law enforcement, you have to, again, be dealing with people in adverse circumstances. And maybe it's giving out a ticket, or maybe it's, again, a tragedy or something difficult going on in someone's life. How much is it a positive reinforcement to you just to have a time where you can just be yourselves and having fun and not have to worry about, again, some of those difficult circumstances?
This event is definitely one that every officer at our department looks forward to. We have officers that are going to be coming off a 12-hour shift, and instead of going home, they decided they wanted to come to this event and help out. It's just something that we all look forward to.
And again, people shouldn't have to feel like you have to stay the whole time. I mean, it's come when you can, leave when you must. Next Tuesday night, 5 to 8, right?
Yep.
Absolutely. 5 to 8 p.m. And so many things going on. And again, local law enforcement, fire and EMS personnel. And we'll see you at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds a week from tonight. And again, just reiterating, Officer Schmidt, everything is free here. So the public is just invited to come out and enjoy themselves.
Everything's free. There's going to be plenty of vendors there. Every vendor is going to have an event or something going on for the kids.
Fantastic.
We are looking forward to it. Officer Stephanie Schmidt from the Chippewa Falls Police Department, thank you for coming in and joining us today. Thank you for what you do. And we hope that we can give back a little bit in terms of encouragement next Tuesday night as well.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Officer Stephanie Schmidt from the Chippewa Falls Police Department here on WWIB. Well, an announcement coming yesterday, Caleb, from our friends at Feed My People Food Bank, where the board of directors of Feed My People in Eau Claire announcing that Suzanne Becker, our longtime friend, has been promoted as the new executive director, taking over for Nancy Rankus, who assumed the post in 2020 at the height of the pandemic, steering the organization's response to increased need. She and Nancy's accepted a post as president, chief executive officer at Riverbend Food Bank in Davenport, Iowa.
Absolutely. And we wish Nancy the absolute best. Again, her leadership has just been wonderful for Feed My People in the past couple of years. And excited to see Suzanne at the helm of Feed My People. We've known her for many, many years now. And again, just to have someone that we know and love working through this organization that we know and love is really going to be a great thing to see and in prayer for them as they move forward.
That's right. And John Sater is the president of the board of directors for Feed My People, and he tells WWIB.
We are excited to announce Suzanne Becker as our new executive director. Suzanne's 15 years of combined nonprofit leadership and hunger relief insight has poised her to bring a wealth of skills and passion into her new role as executive director. We believe she's well suited to continue growing Feed My People's mission of working to end hunger in its 14-county service area. I also want to thank our outgoing executive director, Nancy Rankus, for her tremendous leadership and to wish her all the best.
And Suzanne herself telling us.
Having been a part of Feed My People for the past decade, I am proud to work with such a dedicated team of people. I am honored to step into this new role to further grow our outreach and to encourage continued innovation.
Yeah, in fact, for 15 years, Suzanne has led the efforts to feed our neighbors in need in Eau Claire and surrounding communities. Her most recent role, serving for 10 years as assistant director at Feed My People, previously managing one of its largest partner agencies, the Trinity Food Pantry, for 5 years. So very capable hands as she becomes the fifth director in Feed My People's 40-year history.
Absolutely. And again, we just announced on our Facebook page last night, and you'll be hearing more about it in days to come, but our final parking lot picnic of the summer is to benefit Feed My People Food Bank. It's Thursday, August 4th, and we have the incredible opportunity with a matching challenge of $3,000. And what Feed My People, again, what they're able to do with the buying power, the food rescue programs they have, if you give them a dollar, they're able to turn that dollar into four meals in a 14-county area in west central Wisconsin. So we're hoping for a wonderful day on August 4th to benefit them. And hopefully it'll be a great time to bless them and what they do to provide for others in need.
Yeah, and finally, in setting up those responses from Suzanne and John that we got, I'd reached out yesterday and saying, we all know that Suzanne's going to do a tremendous job, congratulating her. And in her response, I appreciated this and shared it with you. She said, thanks so much for your comments. I'm excited about this. But also know that we only make things happen with the support of places like WWIB. And so that partnership, I got to say, Caleb, tip of the hat to you. I mean, under your leadership here, sales and promotion, I mean, our involvement with Feed My People has stepped up dramatically. And so I just personally want to thank you for that. So.
Well, and again, it's an organization we're honored to partner with, and we're giving you more opportunities to give back and in a lot of different ways this summer and throughout the year. We want to challenge you. We want to stretch you a little bit and say, let's look beyond the tunnel vision sometimes we have of our own needs and look beyond us and say, hey, I want my, as Matthew West sings about, I want my own little world to grow a little bit bigger and to see others with the compassion and eyes of Jesus Christ. And then you've got to do something.